I'm excited. I get to share with you something today that no one knows until the airing of this episode, and it has to do with Ron Hamilton. And I am excited to share it with you, as well as to give you kind of the wrap up on a huge project that took me longer than the summer. I was going to say all summer, but it took me longer than the summer. And I just can't wait to share it with you on today's podcast. Just My Forte. Glad to have you along. I'll be right with you right after this on today's podcast.
Welcome to Just My Forte with Ben Everson. We're glad to have you along.
Hi, welcome to the podcast, Just My Forte. I'm Ben Everson, and I'm so grateful for you being along for the ride today. I am excited about today because this is a wrap-up, kind of, in a sense, of a project that I've been working on for quite a long time, and for most of summer, actually, and in fact, longer than summer. And it's really special to me, and I'm going to share with you something here on the podcast that I haven't shared with anybody else. And I think that'll be a real special thing, at least it will be for me. So I'm glad to have you along for the ride. And I am coming to you from my home this time. Sometimes, in fact, most of the times I've been coming to you from like a hotel room or something like that as I travel. And that's been great. But of course, with the process of the virus going through our country and even the world right now, everything's up in the air and all kinds of craziness going on. I am not on the road at present, although I am about ready to be back on the road. So I would appreciate your prayer for me and my family as we travel, that the Lord would keep us safe, that we would be kept safe from the different protests, riots, really, that we'd be kept safe from those things no matter where we are. Because, well, as a dad, as you can imagine, I'm concerned for the health and safety of my family. And although I'm not an alarmist when it comes to COVID-19, I'm not ostrich, stick my head in the sand type of thing. It's certainly something we don't want to get if we can help it. And so we appreciate your prayer for us. So what's the topic today? The topic today is one that is really close to my heart. I just finished a project that I was working on that was with me and Ron Hamilton. Ron Hamilton, many of you know, as Patch the Pirate. And for over 40 years, the Lord has used him in a real way in so many people's lives, including my own, as a musician, as a mentor, as a just someone who loved God and loved children and wanted to be an encouragement. And most of you are probably aware, but in case you are not, he was diagnosed recently, relatively recently, with early onset dementia, and that has curtailed his recording ministry. And although I don't want to give anything away, his son-in-law, Adam Morgan, who's now the president of Majesty Music, the company that he became part of and was president of after his father-in-law, Dr. Garlock, retired from it. Of course, he's just as busy as he ever was, it seems like. But Adam Morgan, his son-in-law, shared a picture of Captain Patch doing a little bit of recording. I'm not giving away anything by announcing that, by saying that, because he shared that publicly. So, but that's not music recording. It's not singing recording. That was just some speaking. So, but he's not able to record anymore. And so I wanted to do a project. And this project, I came up with this idea and I ran it past Miss Shelley Hamilton. And this is what she had to say.
I've got an idea and I wanted to see what you thought of this idea.
Okay.
Seeing if there's a way that we could get Patch's voice without the instruments so that I could write an a cappella arrangement around it.
Oh, wow.
What think ye?
I think it sounds like a lot of work, but I love the bow the knee that you did.
Oh, that went so well. That went so well. Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
And you know what? I think that was one of the last times he ever recorded in front of a camera.
Yes.
And it was just amazing how you got that.
It went really, really well. And of course, none of us knew that he'd be facing these challenges. So I'm really glad we were able to do that.
Of course, we're talking about Bow the Knee, which was back in 2015. And I was able to record with Captain Patch. What I did was I actually, even though I used their studio, I didn't use their equipment. It's kind of a Saul's Armor type of thing where they had wonderful equipment, but I wasn't familiar with how it was set up or anything like that. So I actually lugged my stuff in and set up my computer and my blue microphone that you can see in pictures. And Captain Patch recorded right into it, and I edited it enough so that he could sing back along with it about a half an hour later. And that's how we shot it. And then we did the video. And so that was Bow the Knee, and it's been a blessing to folks. And but I wanted to put together this project. And you know what's interesting is that in 2015, when you see my face on Bow the Knee, the video, you see me singing along with Captain Patch. And I know the visual effects are a little bit dated now, but, you know, with the Brady Bunch style squares, that type of thing. And that's okay. I don't mind. The message and the music is what's important. But you see me singing. Well, I'm mouthing to the track, right? The track is already recorded, and I'm just syncing along, lip syncing along, because I record audio separately from video, because it's just too hard to try to get everything perfect, audio and video wise, right? So I do them one at a time, and obviously audio comes first. Well, by that point, I had lost my voice. I was having vocal issues, and I couldn't sing anymore. I could talk a little bit, but I couldn't sing. And so as I'm singing, you know, miming along to the track and everything, I'm in a position, in a condition where I can no longer sing. And I didn't know at that time what was going on. I didn't know that I had acid reflux. I didn't know that I was just days, weeks, maybe days away from losing my singing voice for good, because it was right after that when I was diagnosed and had to go on vocal rest for 3 months and all that stuff. You know what's interesting, though, is during that time, I had a birthday. And, you know, I wasn't depressed, but I was low. And I got this as a phone call on my birthday. And this is something nobody outside my wife and I has heard or knows happened.
Hey, Ben, Ron Hamilton. You don't need to return my call. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. And think about you. I've been praying for you with your voice issues. I hope that's coming along well. Okay, happy birthday. Love you, my brother. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Now that was a voicemail message. If I would have seen him call, I would have answered, of course, but now I'm kind of glad that I didn't, because it went to voicemail and got to voicemail, and it was actually my wife's phone that he was calling, because we switched phone numbers, and she saved it, and she saved it for all these years. Yeah, she gave me the message originally, but she saved it on her phone, and I took it off the phone just for this podcast to show you, because that's special to me, that even he, with his busy schedule and everything that was going on, and he, at that point, we learned later, and Michelle told us later, that that was when he was starting to show some of the early signs, not, you know, words not coming together right, and distractions and things like that. He was starting to show some of those early signs, but he remembered to call me on my birthday and just to tell me he cared about me and that he was praying for me with my voice issues and everything. And that was really special. And so you folks are the first people to hear that. But the recording went very well, and I was able to put it together, praise the Lord. And I'm going to show it to you right now here on the podcast. And here it is. This is Only by His Grace, me singing with Captain Patch, with Ron Hamilton. We took his voice from a prior recording, and they got me his voice without the instruments So we were able to get the instruments out of it for the most part. Every once in a while, if you listen really carefully, you can hear some of the instrument bleed through, and there's really nothing I can do about that without affecting the quality of his voice. And I just decided not to mess with that. So I'm sure there's pros out there who, for, you know, $10 million could dress it up better and get all the instruments out. But I thought, you know what, this is great. Everyone understands what's going on. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Of course, it is available on YouTube. You can also get it on iTunes, Apple Music, etc. It's on my new album that's coming out. I appreciate them allowing me to put this on that album. It's real special. And I hope it encourages you, only by his grace, with my friend, Ron Hamilton.
I found grace to save my soul. At the cross, grace made me whole. When my Savior took control and washed my sin away. As I worship at his feet, only by his grace I have found this holy place. Underneath his wings of love, trusting in my God above. Grace for every need, grace that overflows and far exceeds, lavished on my soul at Calvary, only by his grace. Every valley I have known, such compassion I've been shown, giving strength that's not my own, it's only by his grace. Every burden that I bear, Jesus comes and meets me there. Only by his grace I have found this holy place. Underneath his wings of love, trusting in my God above.
Trusting in my God.
Grace for every need, grace that overflows and far exceeds, lavished on my soul at Calvary, only by his grace. Every heart I hold to, every truth I try to teach, every life I strive to serve, is by grace, grace I don't deserve. Only by his grace holy place, underneath his wings of love, trusting in my God above. Grace for every need, grace that overflows and far exceeds, lavish on my soul at Calvary, only by his grace,
only by his grace.
by His grace.
Only by His grace.
God's grace.
Only by His grace, God's grace. Isn't that what matters? If you don't know God's grace, friend, don't let anyone fool you, whether it's a religious system, whether it's a well-meaning person, can't earn God's grace, right? It's a free gift. And if anyone tells you different, I've heard some religious teachings tell you, oh, you got to earn God's favor. You got to earn God's grace. No, then it's not a free gift. If you don't know God's grace, if you haven't accepted His free gift of salvation, friend, you can do that now by realizing you're a sinner and confessing that to God. Realizing your sin separates you from a holy God. And if things go on their present way without accepting His plan for forgiveness for you, you'll be on your way to a terrible place called hell. But Jesus died. He's the Son of God and He is God. He died for your sin. And friend, if you'll accept that and you'll believe that in your heart, the Bible says, if you'll believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And I can't think of a better time to do that than right now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We've got a couple people that are supporting the podcast, which is great. That's fantastic. We travel all around the country and it costs money to do that. So every little bit helps, whether it's with gas or some food or some supplies or whatever it might be. Please consider that. That'd be a great help. Of course, it's free. You can listen anytime, and we trust that it's a blessing to you. But if you'd like to support the podcast, that'd be great. We won't turn you down. Until next time, this is Ben Everson. Stay encouraged, keep on keeping on, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at Ben's website, www.beneverson.com. We'll see you next time.